Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Yahoo. And does anybody use Yahoo anything anymore, Will?
I don't know. I think you can do fantasy sports on Yahoo.
Yeah, it's still pretty good. Yeah.
There's still better options, though, for that.
Yeah.
I had an email account, and I remember them sending me emails to my other email telling me, if you don't sign in, we're going to just cancel your
email. They did
email.
That to me, too, and I was like, take it. I don't care about it.
I don't care about it either.
Yeah.
No. I hope I didn't have, like, nudes in there or something.
Ooh.
You know when girls send
your own
nudes?
And
you no. Girls will send you.
You ever send your ding-dong out to people?
Who knows?
I might have a couple of them out there in the ether somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, man. A long time ago when I was stupid.
But you know, girls send you stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you like got your secret folder in your email.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I'd had them in Yahoo or not.
Oh, well, I know my AOL has a bunch of crap in it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's the one?
But I still have it available. Like, I still have it. I hate it because that's the one that's just completely corrupt with spam and crap.
Yeah.
Because back in the old days when the internet, when I was still doing dial-up and everything, you would just sign up for all these porn sites and stuff. It was before, like, Pornhub and all these different places just gave you porn. So you would sign up for, like, trials so that, you know, you can use them for a month, you know, and then you just wouldn't, like, take the subscription. But then they just keep spamming you, and then somehow they get, you know, infiltrated, you know, by Nigerian princes and stuff. And before you know it, your email's out there, you know, in all these third world countries. And who knows? It's all crazy. Well, there's a lot of chubby girl porn sites out there.
Sure is.
And they got my stuff.
Lots.
From 20 years ago. I remember getting my first laptop and I was doing stand-up on the road a lot. And I remember going to, like, the hotel I'd be staying in and be like, yeah, you guys have the internet, right? You go, yeah, here's your dial-up modem. And they would give you a dial-up modem that you plug into mm-hmm. their house phone.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh, I'm going to be masturbating soon. Yeah.
What a world that was.
I know.
As a song would take you freaking, oh, my God.
LimeWire.
Days.
Yeah.
Sometime, and then the T1 lines came out.
Napster.
The DSL
uh-huh.
lines. And
oh,
those
man.
Would only take you like a half a day.
Yeah.
You're like, man, this is blazing speed.
Burning bootleg CDs.
Yeah,
I remember doing
so
that.
So many. Oh, my God.
I had a bootleg. I had a CD label maker. I was fancy.
Yeah.
I put like Johnny B. Records on it, and then I would like hand them out to people. Here you go, baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I even sold some for a while. I was putting together compilations and selling them $5 a piece. People were like, oh, yeah, give me one of those mixtapes CDs, Johnny. Like, yeah. And they're like, man, these are good. Where'd you get them? I'm like, I stole them on the internet.
Can you burn me a copy, bro?
Yeah. I got all that new stuff for you. What you want? What you want? You want that DMX? I got that DMX.
Which one?
All of them back then. Yeah. Is he alive still?
I believe he's still in the
bad
hospital
shape,
and
bad shape.
Probably not going to make it.
Oh, yeah. Man. Sad stuff. Poor D. Poor D. Anyway, I digress. So Yahoo Answers. I don't know if I ever used this, but I remember it. But they're shutting down because it's just a big pile of poo-poo now. But they did put together, for our enjoyment, Sky News over in the UK, put together a top 10 list of the questions that people would ask Yahoo Answers. And I don't know why I never did this. This sounds fun to just troll it, you know?
Are they trolling? I think a lot of them are just stupid.
No. Okay, here's one. For example, how is Babby formed? B-A-B-B-Y.
I think that's a stupid person.
How girl get pregnant? P-R-A-G-N-E-N-T.
Yeah, I think that's probably real.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, Babby, it's baby.
Yeah,
I mean, it kind of sounds like it could be, you know, B-A-B-B-Y.
Might be
it's
a
not
kid.
Too crazy, yeah.
All right, you ready for some of these questions?
Uh-huh.
Hold on, I need a music bed for this. It deserves a music bed. Let's see here. Let's see. Yeah, this is a good one. Let's see. All right. I like it. Little Lady Gaga. Little song called Stupid Love. You a fan?
Nope.
Me neither. Okay. I don't hate her.
I know you like her.
Some stuff.
She's very talented.
I mean, if you don't like Paparazzi, what a great song, you know?
I mean, I guess.
I mean, come on, man.
Not my cup of tea, but...
Come on, Will. Be a proud American. Do your civil duty. Will?
I did one in my pants.
So, here's number one on this list. Do you think humans will ever walk on the sun?
What's wrong with that?
Oh, I don't know. If you get within, I don't know, a billion miles of the sun, you'll melt.
Oh, yeah.
Not a scientist.
Yeah.
And here's the answer. It is actually hypothetically possible to walk on the sun.
Yeah.
As long as we defined what the surface was. But it would be a brief walk.
You'd melt.
It's unbelievable. This might be my favorite one. It's in all caps.
Mm-hmm.
And and the question is, how do I turn off cap lock? So simple. So good. Number three. Is throwing your hair in the garbage safe? And there's a follow-up question. The user says, I wanted to be sure because in biology, we learned that there's DNA and stuff. So is it safe?
Uh-huh.
You're throwing your DNA in the garbage.
Where else would you put it? I mean, it seems like the most reasonable place to put it.
I'd throw it out in the backyard like I do my bacon grease.
Okay.
Yeah. Number four, what if the girl that thinks I'm the dad isn't the mom?
All right, oh my gosh. I feel like I just got a big number with E's and 10s after it on a calculator trying to figure out what the hell that means.
The answer, this is frightening on a number of levels.
What if the girl
that
thinks I'm the dad
isn't
the mom? That doesn't...
It doesn't make sense.
That's, mind-numbing.
Next one. Is there a spell to become a mermaid that actually works?
Good question.
It's called acid. Drop it. The answer... Oh, no. They also asked, my sister walks around without socks on all the time, and her feet are starting to stink really bad. Why? What the hell is wrong with people? All right, next question.
Wait, they asked that their third one was RuneScape. Please answer.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I don't see an answer. Next one. If I eat myself, this is a great one, by the way. If I eat myself, would I become twice as big or disappear completely?
Interesting.
Yeah. Here's the answer. Although official accounts claim that French philosopher Gilles Deleuze died in 1995, but this question contributes to a body of evidence that was attractive online up until quite recently, posting metaphysical provocations on Yahoo Answers. That confuses me, too. Hey, why does my cat vibrate is the next one.
Oh, they mean purr.
Vibrate.
Yeah, but I think they mean purr, right?
I would say they also wrote her chest always vibrates like she has worms or something in her. Is it normal?
Worms?
When she vibrated, she makes a tiny vibrate noise, and it's scaring me. It doesn't seem normal. Hey, you're a jackass. How about that, idiot? Wow. Yeah, dude. I don't want to stop global warming. Let's just do it.
I don't think Yahoo Answers on the internet is really, you know, really represents what the human race actually
I think
has
it does,
to
Will. This is what I think of people.
Yeah.
Next question. Can I tell by the smell of my husband's gas if he has been cheating?
Okay.
Depends. If it smells like, sriracha, maybe he's banging an Asian chick.
Smells like a tuna can.
Oh,
maybe he's
okay.
Chowing
boy,
down.
Shucks.
Certain things.
Yeah.
You know?
Uh-huh. Ooh. Next question. Will my laptop get heavier if I put more files on it?
Ooh, that's a good
one. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Gotta put that on a thumb drive so you can carry that thing around in your backpack.
That was like when I think he was a senator or congressman, Hank Johnson. He was doing some sort of meeting with about Guam.
Yeah.
I guess he was on the security committee or something. And they asked one of the military leaders if they were concerned because Guam was small, that if they sent up 100,000 troops to Guam, that the island could potentially tip.
Oh,
that is our politicians.
Wow. And finally, on this list, and this is not a bad question. How many calories are in a booger?
Ooh, I don't know. It's got to be something.
How big is the booger? I need more information.
Yeah, I think it would depend on the gram size.
Does it have a lot of snot milligram attached to it?
Oh.
You know, one of those satisfying ones that breaks off from the top of your brain and
man,
you pull out
good.
That 2-inch long.
Those are rare.
Oh, and all of a sudden you take a deep breath out of that nostril. You're like, oh, I think that booger's from 1994. Oh, yeah. How could you eat one like that? How can you eat one?
I couldn't.
Oh, boy.
Those are satisfying ones. The ones that break off.
Oh, my God. Oh, but even worse, when they break off halfway, the disappointment.
Yeah.
Outweighs the satisfaction. So you gamble on that.
Sometimes you can get it where you just get in there with your thumb and your pinky, and you can just pull it out like tweezers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's the best.
And if you get some hairs on the way out, like if you can yank out, like it comes out like a little hairy little caterpillar.
Yeah.
You're like, yes! Not only did I get this horrible, horrible blockage of my airway, but he pulled out some yucky hairs in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Good job, booger. Good job.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.